Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, let's do our speed joke sponsored by Team Hochberg. By the way, we'll give you the countdown, Producer Elif. Which states do we still need to get? We're trying to get 50 jokes from 50 states in 50 days. By the way, Dave, did you get the joke three, Mr. Ennett?
Joke three.
There's a line added, so you'll need to wait until I'm done. Fair enough?
There's a line added.
Yeah, don't worry about it. When we get to joke three, just give me a... We got a joke from Michael from Edgebrook, and Tom Eck of Galesburg wants us to do theme days on speed jokes. He's long been pushing for a day of dung beetle jokes. In fact, today he writes, P.S., I'm signing this note from myself alone. This is my dear long-suffering wife is embarrassed to be associated with my, quote, ridiculous dung beetle advocacy. After almost 43 years, you think you know someone, right? And we got a joke from Pete Walters in sunny Isla Mirada, Florida, the southernmost point of contiguous North America. Last week, we went to Juneau, Alaska. So we've reached Alaska to the southernmost part of the U.S. of A. How about that? And we got a joke from Alicia Brock in Georgia and Benjamin Salvador, who's a graduate assistant at the Community Center for Engagement at the University of Mississippi. And Jeff Jaster in Arlington Heights. Thank you, Jeff. Julie Eddy's listening in South Carolina. Andrea Pratt is in Mooresville, Indiana. Molly Iovino, Betty Taylor, Scott Threlkeld. Warm wishes come our way from Phyllis Deringus in Auburn, Maine. And Joshua Rust of Kentucky, we got your joke. Kathy and Vic Getson of Pawleys Island, South Carolina, right? Love the speed jokes. We listen to the Mincing Rascals as well. And we don't even have a stake in Chicago anymore. We love the dialogue. Lynn Lape, Cincinnati, Ohio, thank you. And finally, Matt Breen writes, I've been living in Enid, Oklahoma for about 2 years. Here's my joke. Here we go. What did the cowboy say at his second rodeo? He said, hey, this ain't my first rodeo. I installed ad blocker on my computer, and I'm not sure I like it, Dave.
Why is that, John?
Well, on the one hand, it's blocked all of those unwanted ads.
So what's the problem?
Well, now there are no hot singles in my area waiting to meet me. Ladies, if your guy does not appreciate fresh fruit puns, then it's time to let your man go. You can't elope with him, even if that makes you melancholy. Put this on your honey-do list. You must move on. That concludes joke three, Dave.
There we go. John, I went to this horrible bar the other day called The Fiddle.
What's wrong with it, Dave?
It was really a vile inn.
I know a very successful dung beetle comedian. He plays to packed outhouses. If I die lifting weights, will you guys do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Add a bunch more weights and then call 911. A friend of mine has two tickets for the Super Bowl in February in sunny, warm Los Angeles. Box seats, paid $2,500 for each, and didn't realize he bought them the same day he was supposed to get married. If you're interested, he's looking for someone to take his place. It's at St. Mary's, 3 o'clock. The bride's name is Anne. She's 5'4", lovely personality. She'll be the one with the white dress. How many beers does it take to get a bird drunk? 2 cans. I always say thank you to my smart speakers, so when the machines take over someday, they'll know I was the nice one. Does it bother anybody else that the guy lying on the table in the operation game was clearly awake? Kraft Foods has spun off their dairy division and will locate its new headquarters in Israel. They're going to call the new company Cheeses of Nazareth. And finally, if Stevie Nicks married Stevie Wonder, they would both be called Stevie Wonder. Thanks for sending in your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. ¶¶